The 1768 St. Philip's Church was the largest in the colony when built, one source says. Royal Governor Dobbs had promised donations of a pulpit and other items, it says, but died before the building was finished. He was buried somewhere in the floor. There wasn't a preacher anywhere in the region, so a judge gave his funeral. The new governor, William Tryon, donated the glass windows. The British have long been blamed for burning the church, but that seems unlikely given it was part of the official Anglican Church of England. A more likely culprit has emerged. The local Patriot militia destroyed the home and personal property of John Colet, Loyalist Commandant of Fort Johnston, the year before. Swiss, and not Anglican, Colet may have taken advantage of the outbreak of war to lead a Tory force here in March 1776, burning both the church and our next stop out of revenge. Pause the audio, and then look at the marker by the cemetery and locate the grave of Benjamin Smith before resuming play. Benjamin Smith was born around 1757 to Sarah Moore, the daughter of the owner of Wharton Plantation, and a South Carolina planter. He studied in his hometown of Charleston, in Philadelphia, and briefly in London before returning home due to the outbreak of the Revolution. After briefly serving in the South Carolina militia, he joined the Continental Army and was an aide to General George Washington in the 1776 Battle of Long Island, New York. The next year, he married the daughter of the Brunswick customs collector, Mary Jane Day. He helped defeat the British 2 years later at Beaufort, South Carolina, eventually rising to colonel during the war. He was contracted to rebuild Fort Johnston after the war, and in time was promoted to militia major general. In 1782, as the war wrapped up, he was elected to the North Carolina Senate and later served in the State House and the state conventions to consider the federal constitution. He was the Grand Master of the North Carolina Masons and state governor for 1 year. He returned to a life of wealth at Wharton and other properties, but it did not last. Smith was apparently too generous. In 1792, he donated the land adjacent to Fort Johnston that became Smithville in his honor, now Southport. He gave 20,000 acres granted him for his war service to the University of North Carolina, whose board he was on. He and Mary helped the poor and made the critical mistake of co-signing a loan for a friend who defaulted, leaving them poor. Smith died a nearly bankrupt widower at his worn-down Smithville home in 1826. Scroll down to the section titled Armed Conflict Begins. Follow its driving and walking instructions, and then click the audio clip.